Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to my SEO podcast. This is SEO expert and online business strategist Dag Magatel with SEO strategy tips, helping outstanding experts monetize their expertise by building their business authority and expert niche empire with proven SEO business strategies. In this SEO podcast, we will talk about white hat SEO. And if you don't know what it is, don't worry. You will find out in just a few minutes. I chose this topic for my next podcast because more and more I see again all the old signs where people offer you buy 5,000 Twitter likes, buy 10,000 backlinks, let us help you to rank overnight number one. No matter that we all know that this is really not helpful or not possible, sometimes we just feel perhaps desperate. Or we feel, oh, why not? Why shouldn't we try it perhaps just one time? It doesn't matter. So the reality is, and what I see often, that building your business online, especially when you're an expert and you want to monetize your expertise, this is the same as when you build your house, or especially your dream house or your mansion. It takes a plan, and it takes a proven plan, right? You don't want to work with an architect who never built a mansion before, and that's their first time. So you want to work with somebody who has the expertise to know exactly how to do this. So if you work with somebody who perhaps does not know how to do it, but they know tricks, or they know things, or perhaps building material that looks like everything is fine and everything is awesome, but in reality it's not. And that's the same as using white hat SEO or not using white hat SEO. White hat SEO is a technical term that many entrepreneurs are familiar with. And some online SEO and marketing experts, they really don't want that everybody knows about it, because they're still professionals. Now, I wouldn't say professionals, but they're still professionals who teach or coach or serve clients, and they do not use ethical search engine optimization tips, but they use the tricks. So the tricks are mostly the ones where you really see results overnight, but they're not really your results. They're created through a machine, through a computer program, which is smarter than Google, smarter than Bing, smarter than all the other search engines. So what you see is not reality, and as long as you pay for it, and as long as this provider has a better tool than Google, you're on the top, you're number one. As soon as Google catches you, you're thrown in the Google sandbox. And the sandbox is kind of the online prison. And when you're in one time, it's tough to get out. So far, thanks God, I did not have one client who had to go in before I started working with them. But I know from few cases where they just lost their website because the company they worked together with, they just did so many spammy things with backlinks and hidden content and hidden links. It just was too much, and the site could not be rescued. But to prevent this, it really helps when you understand what is a white hat SEO approach. So white hat SEO, that's really search engine optimization strategies and techniques that follow the search engine rules and policies. Perhaps you're not familiar with them, and I would say Bing or Yahoo or Ask or the other ones, their guidelines, they are not so known as the Google ones, but they all, if you not follow the guidelines, they all will punish you in one or another way. So it's always good to know what are the guidelines out there you want to follow, that you get the right traffic, the right rankings, not only short-term, right? Who wants to have something overnight and then you could lose it 2 days later? Nobody. That's not worth any money because the consequences are so huge you will have to pay for. They're like triple and quadruple the money you pay for to be ranked number one for just a short period of time. So really, there are five elements you want to have in your white hat SEO strategy. And the first one is really creating high-quality content. And I know we all talk about it, but it's really key. Like, just throwing in a website and creating a blog post which no value to anybody, then it's better not to do it at all. It's really like same when you build a business, right? Just doing business hard, half-hearted, and not really have the funding, and you're not sure what will happen. You don't have any business plan or marketing plan or financial plan. It's tough to make it work with a business like this. So high-quality content is king. Queen is relevant content. And perhaps you've heard about semantic search before. Semantic search is a lot that Google looks now, not only at the keyword, does the keyword fit the search query somebody typed in to find a search result, but also what is the text around it saying about what you want to be known for, what you want to be found for, what is the topic you write about. So semantic search is more about the intent. If somebody, for example, they're looking for a spray to clean up dog stains, right? So in the old days, the search engine would think, okay, they look for a spray, so they gave them all the different sprays available to clean up dog stains. But nowadays, the search engines know the real intent behind that is to take care of the dog stains, of the pet stains, right? They don't really care if it's spray or if it's something else they can use. So the second element good to have in your white hat SEO strategy is the whole content you provide needs to support the keyword you want to be found for or the topic you want to be found for. Then the third part is for sure and still keyword-rich meta tags, right? And meta tags are the title tags and meta descriptions on a page or on a post or on the homepage, but also the alternative text on an image. Because we all know by now that the search engines, they are blind. They don't see anything. So to really make these images visible, we need to fill out the alternative text and to be ranked in the image search for the right keywords, we need to have the keywords in there. So then point four is the site needs to be easy to navigate. If you have a hidden menu, if it's very difficult for the search engines to find what they're looking for, or if you have a lot of stepchildren, there are pages that are not connected to anything and they're not on the navigation, so the search engine will never find them. So it's really important to have the navigation set up in a way that the search engine, but also the online searchers, can find everything easily. And the fifth element is linking, right? And it's internal linking, but also backlinks. So if for internal linking, if you set this up, you want to be aware of that you link the important pages with the pages you want to support, like the main pages, the sub pages, and blog posts within each other. So they kind of you build bridges between all of them. And it's important to name the bridge properly, right? Because you wouldn't want to go over a bridge and say, this is a bridge to Paris, and then you land in London. So you need to make sure that the anchor text has relevant text on it. So when people click on it, they arrive at the location what they expected. Quality backlinks is key. So the recommendations you get from other sites to your site, they need to have good quality, and they cannot be coming from the same site. And the easiest way to check this is to check your backlink report and just make sure, like, go to the pages, go to the site to link to you, and you can see what quality they provide. So these are the five elements you really want to have in your white hat SEO strategy. So what are the things you don't want to focus on at all? So for sure, first and foremost, you don't want to have any automated ranking tools. I would say nothing and nothing at all, because the risk is just too high, no matter if you just pay $100 a month. Like the time, the energy, and the investment you make into your website, not in this ranking tool, but into your website, losing all that, is so much higher than just the $100 a month. So then also, what we just talked about, not creating low-end content or spammy content, and never ever reuse other websites' content, because this is really piracy doing this. Then also, no keyword cannibalization or keyword stuffing. And keyword cannibalization is when you use the same keyword again and again and again on your website and build different pages with the same keyword. The search engine could think you want to fix something, and not only that you wouldn't get the credit for that, they would divide the traffic, but after a while just drop you. Stuffing is just when it's mostly low-end content where a lot of keywords are in but not really value. Then no absolute to buying anything. No backlinks, no social media share, no Twitter followers, no Facebook likes, nothing. Then no hidden text and links for the search engines for human visitors. And most of the people, I don't think anybody who's not familiar with it will do it. If you hire a company, just make sure and ask them that they don't do it. And first and foremost, following the search engine webmaster's guidelines and not violating them. If you work with guest bloggers, make sure that they don't put your site on risk. And also when you hire somebody, really want to go through the list we just mentioned, make sure they're not using anything. So the best guidelines, really going to the Google Webmaster guidelines, and they are separated in three different parts. It's the design and content guidelines, where it speaks everything about the structure and architecture and navigation of the website. The second is the technical guidelines, where it's all about the website's performance and accessibility. And the last one, I think it's the most important one because it's a quality guideline. And what we talked about spamming and low-quality sites, they land in Google Sandbox. Not a lot, but if you land there, I did not hear from anybody who really was there and could get out easily. So when you think about the ROI, the return on investment you can get with Whitehead SEO, it's huge. Like, first, it prevents you that your website goes into Google Sandbox and uses your site. Second, it really helps you to crawl over time, perform well, because you do it in the ethical way and you use the right tools. Then also, for all the time and money and energy you invest, you will be seen as an authority over time. And then your long-term success, right? Who wants to be a faster and perhaps fewest gone superstar if you can be on Google and increase your ranking and increase your traffic over time? So really the benefits of using Whitehead SEO is that you never have to worry about Google's latest algorithm change, because it really doesn't affect you. You can fully focus on growing your business online, and you can build your website long-term the ethical way. You can bring in sustainability, and you can feel good about when you look in the mirror in the morning, you do the right thing. So really, the conclusion is creating high-quality content, keyword relevancy, getting backlinks you're proud of, not using automated tools and social media shares you didn't buy, but you got through the real connections you built. I invite you to go to my SEOstrategyplan.com and get free access to our SEO Strategy Premium Training, including the 7 fatal SEO mistakes successful entrepreneurs make when building their authority online. Also, you will have access to my audio archive, invitations to live webinars, free SEO Q&A sessions, and so much more. We'll gain a much better understanding about the what and why of creating the best SEO strategy plan for your unique online needs. Ranking online isn't an accident. It's a strategy. Strategist, expert, and certified SEO master, Doug Magatel, signing off for today. Wishing you an amazing day, and tune in again next week.